How much they gonna pay? Said, well, they gonna pay me $1,000 a month, I mean a year. $10,000, $20,000 a year. And I can go to school. He said, I can get my law degree down there, pitch it up to Rock Club. Same lessons I'm on now. He said, they've already called up and got each other raised so that I can go down there and I can step right in and take the course here and I won't lose a day of study or anything else. Well, he went right over down there. Okay. Well, he negotiates all the salaries and he figures out the budget and this and that and the other. He's got a man that handles the budget, but he puts his okay over it. The young fella has a whiz, not a petition that does all that. Of course, he has to get Jim's okay on it and explains to Jim, then Jim explains it to the board. I guess the board thinks Jim's doing it, but that kid's doing it. I met the boy's a nice boy. He ought to come out and put a good salary himself, be able to. That's the worst angle of the whole thing.
I never was very good in a man. Never.
Jim wasn't either. Jim, I've had a guy like that to help him.
You remember anything much about your father's ancestry, his people? His grandfather, your grandfather?
My son's got a history of it. Seemed like, and I got a book on the Sag-Stag family. I didn't have it, I read it. The man made me get it back to him. I didn't get to keep it long enough. Originally came from England. They were a religious sect and they went over to Germany or Holland, you know, when they were having all that trouble in England, according to history. And when they moved back to England, they had to leave. I mean, they were being persecuted too much till they left and came to America. And I think there was three or four brothers of them. And that family sprung from that group. I imagine, according to what they suppose, that it came in from up New England somewhere, then on down, migrated into Virginia, and then Virginia was divided, and family was raised in West Virginia. He and his Aunt Hatfield were big buddies.
Oh.
And you know about Hatfield McCoy Field.
Yes.
Daddy was a good friend of Aunt's.
Oh.
He carried mail on a horseback through the mountains and he stopped and spent the night with the Hatfields on his trip through. And he told me that he said they'd had these old guinea hens tied out in the mountains. Said they didn't have to sit up all night. They'd tie those things out around the homestead, the house. He said anything moved out there, one of those guinea hens, if you ever heard one of them holler,
yes,
you'd hear one of those things from here down the town almost. They grabbed the gun and out they'd go. Couldn't slip up on them. And while I was up there, he was away 40 years and he'd never been back up there. He left under pressure. In those days, there was feuds going on all over the place. And he was tied up in another one. And he said he told me that really came to Florida. If he stayed up there, he'd have to kill somebody, get killed. So that's all he told me. I carried him back up there when he was about 72, 1930. And Cap Hatfield was still living. And we went out to see Cap. Cap remembered him. He remembered Cap. Cap Hatfield's Aunt's younger brother. And he was a guard out there around some industry they had. And Cap was walking around and they were pistoling him. He was old as Papa. He was 75 or 70 then. Great big fella. He rolled up there. One of the men in the car said, Cap, I got a man who wants to talk to you. Get out and let me look at you. He wouldn't walk up. That's how the mountain run over there. Who's in that car? He wouldn't walk up and say, you had that house over there.